At the top of the news this Friday morning, the Red Cross has said it is struggling to cope with the aid crisis in Syria. Their warning comes as representatives of Syria's opposition say they have made progress toward forming a new leadership body. Nathan Morley has this report.
The head of the international agency said the humanitarian situation in the country was getting worse despite the scope of the operation increasing, with an unknown number of people not getting the aid they need.
Well, the International Committee of the Red Cross continues to assist hundreds of thousands of people affected by intense fighting in Syria, in different parts of Syria.
Speaking from Damascus, Rabab al-Rifai, the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Syria, said the need for help would rise.
Since the beginning of the year, just to give you an idea, we have been able to assist over 1 million people with food items, over 1 million also with water, necessarily clean water, potable water, and over 250,000 people with other items such as mattresses, blankets, now that winter is approaching, and so forth. So efforts are ongoing, but like our president mentioned, the humanitarian needs are on the rise on a daily basis, and we are trying to respond to as many of these needs, growing needs, as best as we can and wherever they may arise.
The plea comes as Syrian opposition groups continue to debate plans to unite under a new leadership. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.